The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Would we be without the ability to compare one thing to another? How would we describe a thing like wine if we couldn't compare it to chocolate or cherries or silt, tobacco and leather? Wait, leather? How would we describe things like paint color or perfume? Perhaps we'd be left with no language but the technical, the inanely literal. The room was bluish, greenish, whitish, gray. He smelled of essential oil diluted in water and alcohol. Maybe that kind of information would fill our heads with data, but where would it leave our imaginations and our hearts? The right comparison cuts straight to the essence of a thing. It can set your mind, heart, and even maybe your skin tingling. I was looking at him like I was a panther and he was a gazelle. Her voice is like honey. When we finally kissed, I felt like a tree whose birds have all at once taken flight. When my sons were toddlers, we flew to California to visit family. Amid a group of aunts, uncles, cousins, and family friends, Atticus got momentarily separated from his twin. Panicked and disoriented, he said, "Where's my husband?" And perhaps that was actually the truest way of describing the bond he and his brother share. One night, when my daughter was three, she looked out her window and called to the bright full moon, "Be careful. It's dangerous up there. You could fall down." I guess the comparison that had taken root in her mind likened the moon to a little kid behaving recklessly on the playground. Perhaps she was excited to find herself in the position of being able to warn the daredevil moon in the same way someone, let's face it, it was probably me, had once warned her. One of life's challenges, and one of its great joys, is finding adequate ways of describing how you feel, what you see, what you have been made to notice. It's work we do constantly, sometimes without even realizing it. Poems nudge us to think more vividly, more daringly. Great poems leave us with the feeling of having seen or felt or noticed something for ourselves, and they leave us with a new vocabulary for our feelings. I find it especially exciting when what a poem teaches me to recognize in a new way is a source of happiness and delight, like love. Today's poem is Amores Perros by Angela Narciso Torres. Sometimes I love you the way my dog loves his all-beef chew bone, worrying the knuckled corners from every angle, mandibles working like pistons. His eyes glaze over with a faraway look that says he won't quit till he reaches the soft marrow. His paws prop the bone upright. It slips. He can't clutch it tight enough, bite hard enough. A dog's paws weren't meant for gripping. And sometimes I love you the way my dog brushes his flank nonchalant against my legs, then flops on the floor beside me while I read or watch TV. His heft warms. One of us is hungry, the other needs to pee, but we sit content as wildflowers. Minutes pass. Hours. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.